You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Take two. Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer in Manhattan, Kansas, presented by AutoFest 2022. Coming to Manhattan, Kansas, a little less than 2 months away from the inaugural car show, the Rally in the Valley, taking place behind the parking lot of the Midwest Car Collection Museum on Anderson Avenue here in Manhattan, Kansas. For more information, definitely there's a separate episode in the archives of the Purple Project Podcast. Please, if you're not a subscriber to this podcast, please hit that subscribe button. And, of course, welcome on board to the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. And sad news coming from the community, obviously. As I'm sitting here recording this on the morning of Tuesday, June 7th, 2022. Over the weekend, last weekend, a K-State legend, trailblazer, Verrill Switzer passed over the weekend last weekend. Very sad news coming from the K-State fam/community. A charter member of the K-State Athletics Hall of Fame and K-State Football Ring of Honor. Former Wildcat halfback Verrill Switzer passed away last Saturday at the age of 89. One of the best overall athletes in K-State history, Switzer also a trailblazer and opened the doors for many that followed him, and he was the first African-American scholarship player to graduate from Kansas State. Gene Taylor in a quote here during this press release, he went on to say, quote, "Today is a very sad day for Kansas State University." Quote, "Vero was one of the most influential and impactful K-Staters in our lifetime and helped pave the way for so many others to follow in his footsteps. He will be forever remembered as a true trailblazer as we keep his family and friends in our thoughts and prayers." And quote, "Switzer's legacy here at K-State began all the way back in 1950 when he accepted an athletic scholarship and he went on to pick up All-American honors in three consecutive seasons from 1951 to 1953. One of the most well-rounded players in the school's history. He was a team leader in practically every statistical category." Wow. "He led the team in rushing in 1952 and 53, while he was one of the best punt returners in school history. Nearly 70 years after his final season as a Wildcat, he still K-State Nation in the top 10 for a career in five punt return categories. Touchdowns, he's tied for second. Longest return with 596. Average punt return, 14.2, which is sixth. And attempts, which is 42 all-time in K-State history, which ranks him ninth. Voted the team's most inspirational player. Back in 1953, the Wildcats broke a string of five straight seventh-place finishes in the Big 7 that year by skyrocketing to second. Switzer's success wasn't limited to just football. He was Big 7 indoor long jump champion in 1952. And guarded three letters in the track and field as well. Following his senior season, Switzer was a favorite invitee of the college All-Star Games. He co-captained the West team in 1954. East-West Shrine Game. Of course, that's the popular postseason game. Obviously, that features some of the best upperclassmen that get voted on to this game. He was part of that. Was runner-up for MVP honors. He earned the same honor in the Chicago Tribune. Now I lost my track here as I have my phone going off. Excuse me. He earned the same honor in the Chicago Tribune's College All-Star Game against the world champion Detroit Lions, which was the first halfback and the fourth player overall selected all the way back in the 1954 NFL draft by the Green Bay Packers. To this day, he remains the highest drafted player in K-State's history. That might, well, that might still stand, even though we did, me and Alex, on last week's edition of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly, did talk about the possibility this year, upcoming year, this football year, that this K-State team could have a lot of players get drafted. Again, we'll just have to see. I mean, I know we're lighting our candles too early here, but hey, the potential, obviously, on paper is there. But back to Switzer, though, here for, to finish up here. To this day, he still remains the highest drafted player in school history. During his rookie season, Switzer topped the NFL in punt returns with a 13-yard average overall. However, professional football was interrupted for Verrill from 1956 to 58 as he entered the U.S. Air Force as a first lieutenant. It was back to the gridiron in 1958 when he played for Calgary Stampeders for the Canadian Football League. Now, see, that's a familiar name. I used to actually watch Canadian football when it was there back in the 90s. He competed in the pro stint in the CFL with the Montreal Alouettes from 1959 to 1960. I'm going to butcher the mascot. I apologize about that. Following his playing days, Switzer spent a decade working at the Chicago Board of Education before returning back here to Manhattan in an administrative capacity in 1969. At first, he was charged to develop the school's first university-wide student minority program. Additionally, Switzer wrote the original grant proposal and was awarded one of the nation's comprehensive federal programs for minority student support, which went to educational support services and talented search mini programs. Some that are still in motion today were developed under Switzer's leadership, including Ebony Theater, United Black Voices, Hispanic Advocacy Groups, and Black Student Union. For decades, the university enjoyed increased student enrollments and graduation rates and attracted more faculty and staff of color, all a direct product of Switzer's energy and passion for students. He then went on to work in the athletic department until his retirement. Switzer is a K-State grad, obviously, in 1954 as well. And then he became a K-State Athletics Hall of Famer in 1990. And then he was honored into the Ring of Honor, which recently has this new class, which we talked about here on the Purple Project Podcast Weekly. In 2002, I should say. He's also a member of the Kansas All Sports Hall of Fame and the Big 8 Sports Writer Football Hall of Fame right there. Such an impressive resume there. Thoughts and prayers during this time. Make sure you do have the Switzer family in their prayers as well. Verrill is in a very, very good place now in heaven, and we need to be keeping the Switzer family in our prayers this weekend. And beyond as well, obviously, he's going to be coming up in discussion later on, obviously, when the Ring of Honor, new class of the new Ring of Honor comes here, will be honored officially this upcoming football season as well. So, Verrill Switzer passing at the age of 89, sadly, over the weekend. And just kind of, you know, on a lighter note, obviously, I know I didn't really talk about it at length, the K-State soccer schedule for 2022 this upcoming fall is out. If you want more a look at that, that should be, well, that's up now on kstatesports.com. I will be going more over in more detail depending on what happens once the outline is set up for this week's edition of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with my co-host Alex Aiden. The Purple Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast. That is going to close the book on this edition of the PPPD edition of the show. If you are a follower of this podcast, appreciate you. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button and tell a fellow K-Stater. Eddie Greer, go Cats! You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.